It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Alan Calder, TV's Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't that declaring that the show has begun?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Phone-O-Rama right here, 877-365-3636. We will take your phone calls and your phone calls exclusively. And you can talk about anything. You can talk about the Olympics, my new favorite sound.
我宣布, 北京, 第29届奥林匹克运动会, 开幕!
Hello!
You know, we really didn't even touch on it on the show today, but I did watch the opening ceremonies on TiVo when I got home over the weekend. Took me like 2 days to watch it all.
Sure. I watched the whole thing on, you know, when you TiVo ahead and you hit it three times?
Right.
It still took an hour and a half.
very scary to me, the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
It really freaked me out.
I'm with you.
The fact that these people are so programmed. I mean, I was like watching human robots.
Yeah,
and
the
you know,
military
do,
precision of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, military precision. Very, very scary. Let's go right to the phones on Phonorama, and we've got it right here.
Phonorama.
Thank you, John Norman. Let's go to Don in Reno, Nevada. Don, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Don. How are you?
Just fine. Hi, gang.
Hi.
Hi. Say hi to Don, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
I got the Celebrity Death Watch.
Yes?
Whoopi Goldberg.
What are you talking about?
Why do you think Whoopi should be on that list?
It's the black performer, comedian.
Oh, no. Now stop that.
She's in excellent health.
She's fine. She's doing great.
Some,
goodbye,
some
Don.
Some circles say that the Trizacta is completed by Bernie Brillstein.
Bernie Brillstein?
Who was Belushi's manager, executive producer of the Blues Brothers,
right.
And a big player in the world of comedy, particularly in the 80s.
Okay.
So there's the three people.
It is big enough to have a trifecta when you've got Bernie
sure.
Mac and also Isaac Hayes. Oh. Let's go to Pedro. I love that name. Pedro in Leesburg. How are you, Pedro?
Great, Don.
Great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you on Phonorama?
I have a question for your sage there, Buzz Burbank.
He's sitting right here. He's been reading blogs all afternoon.
How can I help you, Pedro?
Yes, sir. Your opinion is very important to me. What's your opinion on Mr. Edwards and his love child?
You know, it's weird that you brought this up because, Buzz, we were actually having a little bit of a debate in the break there as far as this is concerned. I guess we lost him, so he's good. Buzz,
I can
you're saying what
nutshell.
Does it really matter,
I think
right?
I've crystallized my thoughts a little better on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
His career is ruined. His marriage is ruined. He's probably lost the respect of his children.
His marriage is not ruined.
Well, we don't know that either way, do we?
Well,
really?
I mean, he claims it's not, he claims she's known. I'm just going on what he said.
All right, let me just stop at his career
okay,
is
can we
over.
Kill the music? That's not good for this, the music.
The thing he lived for, his career, his political career, that's over. That's
yes,
done.
Right.
What really more can we do to this guy? And is it really necessary? And is it any of our business?
Look, here's the thing.
Why do we have to have a lynching?
This is the scrutiny that, and it's not really a lynching.
Right.
Getting the truth.
The fact is, when you're... When you're holding yourself to a higher standard, and they do laugh at us in Europe and other countries when
sure,
you're talking about, you know, at state funerals for Francois Mitterrand, you had his mistresses and you had the wife. I mean, but it's a different culture. The thing is, when you are passing yourself off as being above all of us, which unfortunately politicians have to do, you have to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, that's why... We like to see, as a society, we like to see the man come tumbling down if it turns out that he's a liar. The reason I was arguing with you about whether this love child is relevant is because I do think it just means it's a more significant lie.
Yes.
I don't look at it, you know, from a moral standpoint, if a guy has a fling here, a fling there. But if you are running for the highest office in the land or the vice presidency, it's the way it is. And
yeah,
it's
sadly,
the same standard.
Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, really, but if we change our whole culture, you might see things
Let's
change.
Do
but,
that.
Well, you know what? That's not going to happen overnight.
I know.
I feel really bad about the fact that, you know, sometimes I think we focus on the wrong things.
Yes, true.
But you also have a guy that's passing himself off. And the way our politicians have to do it, they have to pass themselves off as more of a moral authority than we are, and that's why we kind of do that. If John Edwards was going around going, hey, listen, live and let live, you know, and stuff. Or maybe he was preaching his behavior.
And he did do some preaching when Clinton got caught.
Yeah. So, it's the way it works.
That's unfortunate. I mean, I wish we didn't have to focus on that. I wish he didn't feel he had to lie to us when he was running for president, because that's very bad and unforgivable.
Let's go to Tony.
Send him to bed without his dinner.
Tony in Omaha, Nebraska. Tony, you're on Phonorama.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Tony. What can we do for you?
I just want to call and tell you guys that I absolutely love your show. The first time I caught it was I didn't get to listen to any of the Don and Mike show. I caught the Mike O'Mara show on its opening day, and I've been listening ever since.
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it.
You guys keep up the good work, and I'm glad to hear everything you guys are doing. It's all great.
Wow, thank you, Tony.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Staten Island, New York. And can I get a water in here, Beth Ann? A Wawa, please. Thank you very much. Hello. Is it Dave or Paul?
It's Paul. Paul in Staten Island. How you doing, Mike?
Hello, Paul. What can we do for you today?
Paul.
I'm Paul.
The Mike O'Mara Show has arrived. I was a 15-year listener to the Don and Mike Show, and Friday's show on air, and then hearing about the party on the 8th, you guys are locked in. It's just incredible. I was peeing my pants laughing.
Let's go.
We all did on Friday's show, too. We actually were peeing our pants, too.
It was so funny.
Large wet spots.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We appreciate the support. And I guess you listen online, Paul?
Yeah, I listen online now. I was listening to the old show on an affiliate when I lived in a different area, but I listen online up here, and I absolutely love it. I'm totally into it.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate the support, and keep giving us your support.
Can I tell you something I'm really proud of? When we read the emails, and I see people listening online in New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Miami and other towns we're not even on in, that makes me very proud.
That's a lot of fun.
Let's go to John in Kansas. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Don't want to steal that from Big O' Dukes, but I love it.
Hey, what do you expect? We're from the South originally. We always have to say things 45 words before we actually get to our point.
Yes, okay. And now you're in Kansas, and you've already succeeded in doing that. What can we do for you, John?
Actually, two quick things. One to Buzz and one to Beth Ann.
Well, Beth Ann's not here, so why don't you start with Buzz?
No, I was going to start with Buzz. Hey, Buzz, I'm from the Memphis area originally. Have you heard about this Memphis curse? I mean, with Morgan Freeman and now Isaac Hayes?
No, that's right. It also got Elvis.
Yeah. Rob might be the right one to ask about this. Have you heard about any Memphis curse there, Robbie?
No, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the diet down there.
Not at all. The thick, rich food and the butter and all that good stuff.
A lot of grilled cheese.
I guess you've heard about a Memphis curse, John?
Well, I'm from there originally, so, you know. In fact, I was down on Beale Street this past week. They had all these things for Morgan Freeman and B.B. King and all that. So,
Mike loves that city.
Oh, Memphis, Tennessee. Nothing like Memphis in August. I like those 3 years of my life that I won't get back.
Try the ribs.
Jeff from Stone Ridge, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I was watching Channel 5 News this morning, and...
Hey, Jeff, got to move it along a little quicker.
I'll make it quick.
I'm sorry.
Your buddy Tony Perkins cracked me up.
What did Tony do?
I'll make it real quick. They were doing something where there was a huge ball where people can roll down the street.
Uh-huh. Yeah, almost like a hamster exercise
right,
ball.
Right, that's what they call it, the hamster thing. Uh-huh. And then, you know, the spaz Holly Morris, she was talking about her hamster dying, and her hamster lived in a ball. Or died.
I'm sorry. Your time has expired. Rob, do you know what the guy was talking about?
I don't know what particular moment. Holly was particularly annoying today. She was out at the Legg Mason Tennis Classic trying to talk to people.
All I got from that call is that Holly Morris was inside of some sort of hamster cage.
No, she wasn't in it. She was somewhere else.
Holly Morris was using hamsters in an unsorted way.
That's what it was. She had to shave them first.
She actually tied a string around their tail, and it was not pretty. It should not have been on the local
news.
And
speaking of which, real quick, I wanted to thank everyone who ceased to make any noise and breathe when I told my jokes on Friday night.
Oh, my God. This was a moment. We'll get to this later, but Rob told his dirty jokes. Uh-huh. That's our new little thing. And Rob, literally, with the first... And Rob, way to commit.
Yeah.
Way to commit. And I think that was the 12 beers you had before we went into that appearance.
That was a very quiet moment.
I was telling my buddy Peter, from Carla's family, and I was telling Pete about this and how you just sucked the life out of the room, but then they slowly came back with you, and then they'd go back because you'd get a little dirtier, and then they'd come back again. And then I proceeded to tell the pickle joke, and I didn't tell it nearly as well as you did.
I said all kinds of words that I don't ever say around my family.
Let's go to Dave in Vermont. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. First time caller.
Good. What can we do for you?
Hey, Buzz. Hey, everybody. Just I'm going to back up a little bit, and it's a just a spark conversation, but Edwards' career is over, is what you guys said, right?
That's what I said.
Political career.
Well, I think everybody, as far as elective office, you're not going to see John Edwards run for office again. It's not going to happen.
True. Okay. So is that why Bill Clinton's not running for office anymore? Or Bill's career seemed to like take right off.
Yeah, but he's not running for office, sir.
But you're also talking about a gentleman that was a sitting president at the time.
He was already in.
I don't believe Bill Clinton has been elected to any office since that happened.
No.
No, but he's still a speaker, makes a ton of money. And
yeah, you're right. And you know what? I think you probably could see that happen with John Edwards.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think that there's any chance he wouldn't go back to being a trial attorney like he was before. He was a very famous litigator, so you might see that happen.
He's kind of like Matlock.
He was a bit of a slicky boy lawyer.
He's done in the Senate. He'll never be president, and he's done with elected office, I would say.
But I don't think you're going to, Dave, I don't think you would probably agree. You're not going to see this guy run for national office again.
Yes, I agree, yes.
I bet
he
could write a hell of a book.
And let me ask you, I'm going to ask you about this, Dave. Are you curious about the this love child issue, or do you think maybe we just let the thing go and move forward now?
Honestly, I really could care less at this point.
Okay.
You know, he's pretty shamed himself, and that's the way it goes. And
I think probably a lot of people might feel like you and Buzz, and for some reason, you know, for me, it's just the car wreck mentality that I'm kind of curious about. I'm not happy about any guy getting run down and crucified over this. But I have that curiosity. Now that it's out there, I have that curiosity, and that's what we're going to talk to Alan Butterfield about.
Right.
And Buzz was reading a blog, I guess, where now you got a bunch of theories about the Inquirer.
The speculation.
And the whole thing where this thing was a setup and stuff. But, you know, he's admitted to the affair. That's where we are right now.
I'm just eager to know who we're going after next.
We'll see what happens. You know, the day ain't over yet.
I think it's going to be Oscar.
Brian in don't open that closet.
No.
Brian in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the show. How you doing, Brian?
Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
Please call me Mike, but thank you. Yes,
I know.
That's all right.
Yeah, Buzz is always talking about, you know, how he wants to get people, but then, you know, it seems to be, I know we're from different parties and everything, but, you know, he seems to go across the party line, and it's a Democrat, so he wants to drop it, you know, and then it's just...
Buzz, you're always out to get people.
No, it isn't.
You know, Buzz, I don't believe that, first of all, but I will say... One of the things in the Howard Kurtz article is, I think it might have been Bill O'Reilly, our good old friend Bill O'Reilly, who said that if this had been a Republican, if this was Mitt Romney, this would be on the front page of the New York Times.
I'm not necessarily
inclined to disagree with that. I'm really surprised, and I'm still surprised, that the mainstream media did not go after this story with any degree of ferocity. I'm really surprised at that.
I think they should have been on it sooner rather than later is maybe what I'm saying instead.
Are you saying that Buzz has an agenda, Brian? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not necessarily an agenda, but I think if it was, you know, a Republican, he would want more information.
Brian, you said something, you're building your argument on something that's sort of, Buzz doesn't really set out to get anybody, unless it's a good-looking lady.
True.
That's right.
No, if I really thought, you can speak for yourself, Buzz, but Brian, I really think that I agree with Rob on that one. I mean, I kind of think that no matter who it was, it speaks to, the more these stories gain traction to me, is the more the person that's involved is coming from a higher moral place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like if it happens to a preacher, you remember Jimmy Swaggart, and you remember PTL with Jim James Baker, not James Baker, Tammy Faye.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about preachers, or you're talking about these moral majority people that are in the Senate or the Congress.
That's why.
And John Edwards was kind of one of those guys that was kind of putting Clinton down.
That's why the Governor Spitzer thing was so huge.
It was massive because Spitzer was the absolute... he came from the highest mountain anyone could ever come from, saying, you know, my moral authority is absolute. Meanwhile, he's getting hookers on the side.
Well,
that's why that was
just
great.
Just to assure the caller, I am not for dropping it because Edwards is a Democrat. I'm for dropping it because, you know, I don't think we can do any more damage than we've already done to him. And now we all know that he's a liar, that he lied as a presidential candidate. John Edwards equals bad guy. I get that. And now I'm ready to move on to the next victim.
Brian?
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
I will tell you that Buzz doesn't come to this from a political standpoint. He comes from us as that bourgeoisie hedonist, you know, in a hammock, naked.
Bourgeoisie!
In the Caribbean, you know, the whole thing. You know, the commune, the teased hair, you know, the afro, the
naked
hemp
in a
shirt.
Hammock.
That's where this is coming from,
is that
Buzz.
So wrong?
We
Nothing
all wish we were in the Caribbean right now.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Let's go to Brad in Alexandria, Virginia. Brad, you're on Phone-O-Rama.
Phone-O-Rama.
Got to do more Phone-O-Rama because I really enjoy it, and I like it when we get tracking with these callers and we finally have a little time to do it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Brad.
Good afternoon, Mike and the cast and crew.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from my A-frame on the shores of the 4 Mile Run.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, really?
Arlandria?
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, if you want to set him loose, I've actually got a piece of audio you'll enjoy about that.
Okay, all right, very good.
Can I have your sign from your bar?
You know, you're the second person in like 3 days that's asked for that. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. Frankly, it's something that I think I deserve to make the money for. I'm not sure I want to give it to charity.
Yeah, you're thinking eBay also.
I'm thinking eBay also. Thanks for the call, Brad. All right, what are you talking about here, Robbie? Because I missed it, whatever it is.
I need just a second to find where it is.
All right, while you're doing that,
there
let me talk to Bruce in Spokane. Bruce, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. The celebrity trifecta.
Yes.
Okay.
Next to go is the Black Jonas Brother.
That's so stupid it made me laugh.
I'm glad you laughed, Buzz.
All right, here we go, Mike.
Okay, Garrett, hold on a second. We'll come back to you. What are we talking about here?
He was talking about how he has an A-frame down by 4 Mile Run in Arlington. Mm-hmm. Here's a news piece from Channel 5 locally from last Friday. Mm.
Welcome back, everyone. Making headlines this morning, don't get near the water in Arlington's 4 Mile Run stream. For the second time in 2 weeks, authorities say someone dumped a porta potty in it. How gross, until further notice.
And the other problem there is that, you know, since Bob Sellers left Channel 5, now they've got every 10-year-old in the newsroom trying to read the news. I don't know who this guy was, but get rid of him.
Hey, how about Barbara and Joe?
Looking
have you
good.
Seen that promo?
Yeah. Have you seen the promo?
Oh yeah, the promo where you're gonna vote on like what sports they participate in.
Oh.
I swear to God, I watched it like halfway, but I know they're doing a big promotion with the morning.
I know it'd be
local
a good sport for them. Target practice.
Target practice. Yeah, put the apple on your head, Barbara. Garrett and Reno. Now we can get to you. What's going on?
Hey guys, what's up?
We're having a good little show today. What can we do for you?
Cool. I actually just wanted to offer my own perspective on why the whole Edwards thing isn't going to go away anytime soon.
Okay.
And respectfully to Buzz, I think if it can be proven that he did pay somebody or pay her to keep quiet, everybody who lost the case against him in court is going to come back and revisit their cases and say, okay, what did he do to, you know, whatever, manipulate the system or whatever.
That's a good point. And if he used campaign money, then that could be a criminal offense.
Yep, we'll see what happens. He's got a lot of enemies because, you know, he was a ball-busting litigator in the Carolinas for a long time.
And as a senator, you know, who knows what access to what he had. That's why I think we need to get to the bottom of it.
Wichita, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. Hey, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Hello. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I wanted to put my 2 cents worth in on one particular subject, just about the show in general. I've heard a lot of people call in and offer comments about your show versus the old Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to say that I don't think you can make just that you can even compare the two shows. They're that different to me.
Oh.
I miss the old Don and Mike show. I really miss it, but I love your show too. It's completely different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's it. And you know, we're right now. The fact is, we had a choice to make. Either do I had a choice to make as to whether I go forward and try to duplicate what we had done, mm-hmm. or do my own thing. And there was a conscious decision made that if I was going to continue on mm-hmm. and not hang up the headphones at the end of the time that Don decided to, you know, I was going to do my own thing and be in my comfort zone. This show would not work if I was trying to be what Don Geronimo was. It wouldn't work that way. You know, he's his own personality. I'm my own personality.
Right.
Those personalities coexisted on the old show. Mm-hmm. But now if I was to try to do an impression of him or do that content, it wouldn't work. We have a lot of things from the old show that we do on this show, a lot of stuff that that carried over. But the overall presentation is significantly different, and I'm glad that the people that enjoyed the old show are able to enjoy this one.
You can like both.
That's a good thing, and I'm really happy about that. And we're going to continue to do what we're doing, and I'm just lucky that people have caught on to it, and I hope it continues. And I mean that sincerely. And it helps when you got the support of guys like Big O and Dukes and the Junkies here that are at the radio station doing that for you. Let's go to Tobias in Rockville. Tobias, I recognize that name. You've called before.
Hi, fellas. Hey, Mike, I was trying to see if you got your iTunes problem fixed.
He's coming out. Freeman, the geek, is coming out on Wednesday morning. He's going to come out, and he's going to fix it all up, and I'm also going to get my my poker program transferred over, which he forgot to do also. Forget, I just didn't tell him to do it. So that's going to happen on, I think, on Wednesday. Let's go to Matt and Lincoln. Got time for two more calls. Then we got to take a commercial break, and then we'll come back and talk to Alan Butterfield of the National Enquirer.
Hello, Alan.
Go ahead. Oh, this is Matt, Rob. Hello, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, how are you? What can we do for you, real quick?
Well, I would just like to vent on something that I really think is really stupid.
Okay.
Pregnant lady parking spaces.
Oh yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, like in grocery stores.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an entire phonorama.
Phonorama. Don't pregnant women need the exercise?
Yeah, you
also, here, let me play devil's advocate.
Hold
for
on,
a second.
Go ahead.
At my local Bloom, they have a parking spot for women who are with children or people that are going to the store with a child. And I enjoy that because if you're trying to get a kid unbuckled in and out, I'm not so much a victim of it anymore. But when they were younger, mm-hmm. and you're dealing with kids,
small
car
children,
seats,
small
yeah,
children,
yeah. If you like, if they need a car seat, I
when
say.
I go to Bloom, I go in there with my 88-year-old mother, and we use that space too, because that's my mother.
That's right.
That's my mommy. Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go. Last call on Phonorama. This is Andy.
Phonorama.
Andy, you're the last one. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Rob, earlier you said that Buzz does not get back at people. Hey, Buzz, how's that pool in your backyard?
No. What I said, you see, there's a difference between what I said and what you heard.
Uh-huh.
What I said is that on Buzz's news show, he doesn't target people with an agenda and go after them. There are things that he has an agenda for. He does pod stories, what, 10 times a day?
Oh, sure. Constantly.
But he's got a political agenda, too. I mean, he doesn't make any secret about that.
I don't think he targets any singular person.
And I never did really go after the pool. I thought about it, but I never actually did it.
I'm trying to think. Does he target anybody on a regular basis?
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
No,
good luck.
I guess you're right, Rob.
Can't think of anybody.
Well, Mike, if you shoot a gun in the sky.
Yeah, the bullet's got to come down somewhere.
That's right.
And, you know, go see Rob for that Secret Service after that comment. They'll string that together.
Going, guys.
Thanks a lot for calling, Andy. And thanks to everybody that called on Phonorama. When we come back, we'll have Alan Butterfield and the Hollywood Buzz. And also later in the show, we're going to play 5 and 10 Challenge with a chance for you to win the very first copy of Madden 09.
Cool.
Get it before it's in the stores, nerd mix.
Win it before you can buy it.
Yes, we'll come back with more fun right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.